direction that Lincoln is going in and where it's going to be in 6 months, a year, 18 months from now, it is going to be a full-blown social network. And to be honest, it's going to be a much more efficient network because the people there are the people that are working in your community, right? They're adults. And it's easy to pick topics that will be able to cherry pick out sub audiences of the community, and that you can actually, you know, have some productive connections, whether it be one-to-one or one-to-many, small groups, etc.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and I am joined by my 17th favorite guest of all the guests we've had. He is number 17 on the list, right behind pretty much everyone. I'm only kidding. Kenny Jang, favorite guest, always. So glad to have you on the podcast, Kenny. Thanks for joining us.
I'm surprised I broke into the top 20.
Well, you know what? Kenny, I don't have a response, but DJ DJ had you on as the first guest, and I'm still bitter, but you are a regular here on this podcast, and we love you. We are talking about a social network that you and I have talked a lot about offline. I'm not sure that we've talked about it here on the Social Media Church Podcast, and so I want to talk about LinkedIn, because you and I are both spending a lot more time on LinkedIn. And I think there's some opportunities for everyone, including pastors. LinkedIn is more than a platform just to go get a job. It is a great place to go find a job, but it is so much more and is becoming so much more than that. And LinkedIn, Kenny, you're spending a lot of time creating content, especially video content for LinkedIn. So I want to talk about LinkedIn. I want to maybe develop a strategy for pastors a little bit, or just talk about, what pastors can do on LinkedIn. So Kenny, can you maybe start with why are you personally, what got your attention on LinkedIn, and what are you seeing and experiencing and doing?
Yeah, LinkedIn right now is my favorite network, if I had to pick one.
Wow, strong statement.
Yeah, it is a strong statement. You know why? Because it feels like the good old days of when Twitter first came on the scene and everyone was discovering Twitter, and you of all different stripes. It didn't matter if you are a CEO or celebrity or influencer or just a little peon like me back in the day. Relationships were democratized. And I feel like that is the power of social media. And LinkedIn is this, I don't know if it's a rebirth or their first birth into social media-ism. I mean, most people think that LinkedIn is a database of resumes, and that's it.
Yes. And for many years, that's primarily what it was.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's one of those things where if someone started changing their profile and you got notified that they're starting to be on LinkedIn, then you're like, oh, Nils is looking for a job.
Right? Yeah.
But now I think almost 50% of LinkedIn users are logging in daily, if not multiple times a week.
Interesting.
So it has changed completely. And the reason why is they've taken networking seriously. They've looked at all the other social media platforms, and they've slowly started to take in functions and features and make it their own. So the latest one is that you can now tag friends, people, in photos that you upload to LinkedIn. And so that social aspect is driving a rebirth or this renaissance that a lot of LinkedIn users are having right now.
Yeah, you know, Kenny, I'll tell you what really has my attention is that it's changing a lot. And I feel like for the last 10 years, LinkedIn was kind of the same. Now more people were using it. I think there have always been some opportunities on LinkedIn. It's becoming a lot more about the content and the social engagement aspect of it beyond the resume and the search around that. But you're seeing, you know, I'm seeing obviously a shift towards video and video engagement that a few users have LinkedIn Live. They can do that. You and I think have experimented a little bit with audio messages within Messenger. That they've now actually created this new feature where you can basically, like Facebook, have emotions to post. So it's not just the like button anymore. You can have an, you know, I guess some kind of emotion connected to the post beyond liking it. And so there's a lot of it seems like they're rolling out some kind of new feature almost on a weekly basis. And so just even seeing the innovation happening around LinkedIn and around content engagement and the community that can happen on LinkedIn, I think there's huge opportunity to engage there. Let's talk about pastors a little bit. Because it is still, and you and I do things where we're looking to engage people, even from a business perspective. And so maybe a pastor feels like, look, I'm not looking to make business relationships. I just want to pastor my congregation. What business does a pastor have on LinkedIn if they're not looking for another job? What's the purpose of a pastor getting onto LinkedIn?
Yeah, there was an old stat. I don't know how relevant it is today, that the pastor title, the accounts on LinkedIn that had the pastor title, was literally at the bottom of the list of the type, the number of connections that job title had. So people with accounts on LinkedIn that had their title, you know, and it's a self-reported title, right? It's your job description. Those people that were pastors on LinkedIn were connected with the least amount of people on LinkedIn in terms of any other type of vocation, which I feel like is what is going on. Because just think about a pastor's role in a community. They should be having the most diverse type of relationships in any community, right? Just you don't choose your parishioners. Your parishioners are not typically not a single type of industry. It's all walks of life that walk into a church. And so you should be, I mean, conceptually, a pastor should have the most diverse range of connections, and yet it wasn't. And so that tells me a lot of things, that pastors are looking at the platform completely wrong. They're looking at it as, first of all, as just a what's in it for me platform, and not a mission field or an area of service. Get to know the people in your, and the thing is, geography is another filter. So you can, if you want it to be really strategic, you could, just like on Instagram, start to search for your town and make connections within people within your town, your neighborhood, of your church.
Kenny, I think that's a great idea. So practically, if we're talking first step for every pastor, is get on LinkedIn, set it up well, and connect with your congregants. And when you do that, it's likely you're going to find out things about their experience, about their, where they went to college. You're going to find out some information about them that might not be on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or other social networks that you might be connected with them on. And you might find out, you know, they've got a background in media, or they've got a background in insurance, or things that you might actually need to lean into from a church perspective of, hey, I see that you know insurance, and we have some insurance needs at the church that we need some advice on, and this is your church. So let's lean in and get a good understanding of our congregation professionally and around some of their skills. I think that's a great place to start. Let's maybe start with let me throw out an idea to you too, that then going a step beyond that, or even with that, is should a pastor start thinking about content the way you're thinking about content, of maybe even seeing themselves like a LinkedIn chaplain by putting some business type of content up on the platform? Or is that trying too hard on LinkedIn? Would that feel disconnected?
The direction that LinkedIn is going in, and where it's going to be in 6 months, a year, 18 months from now, it is going to be a full-blown social network. And to be honest, it's going to be a much more efficient network, because the people there are the people that are working in your community, right? They're adults. And it's easy to pick topics that will be able to cherry pick out sub audiences of the community, and that you can actually, you know, have some productive connections, whether it be one-to-one or one-to-many, small groups, etc. That chaplain idea is a great one. I think the other thing is just, meeting and connecting with your civic leaders in your in your community, or what about the superintendent and the teachers and all the principals, or business owners? Again, small business owners that are the, every single town has some go-to, you know, pizzerias or hangouts or establishments that everyone tends to use. Those are influencers in your community. Why not start to connect with them, find out what their needs are, what their felt needs are, both as business people, but as people, as family members and community members as well, and start to make an impact and build those relationships. I think too often we are stuck in that, what do you call it, Nils? The ABC model of church, right? It has to be attractional. Everything has to be about, you know, send people to our church. B is about the building, that if it doesn't happen in your church building, then it's not ministry. It doesn't happen. It's not church. And the third one is C, cashola. That's all you want. Yeah. Right? That's the perception of the old style ministry, the ABC church. And this is a great place to break out of that mold, demonstrate your relevance, and start to build those relationships and be invitational with relationships that you earn. I just think it's a great place for people to start to think about how they can explore these relationships in a much more efficient way.
Yeah, that's smart. At the end of the day, it's about building relationships. As you were saying, I think about my dad who was in sales. He's actually now a pastor. I'm going to encourage him. He's probably listening to this. Of Dad, you should be on LinkedIn doing what you always did in Rotary Club, doing it on LinkedIn. Absolutely. As a pastor, getting to know those community leaders, the guy that owns the pizzeria. And I do think LinkedIn is one of those platforms that actually makes sense to add people you don't personally know in many ways. I just want to be connected to you, and even sending them a direct message or private message of, I love your pizza, you know, or I love your ice cream, or, you know, like I'm in the community, of just being an engaged participant in the community, or reaching out to connecting with their mayor, or, you know, various civic leaders. It really is a great platform to just begin to make connections in your community. I love that idea. Kenny, are you connected at all, or have you been engaged all in LinkedIn groups?
Yeah. You know, it is one of the places where if you start a group that starts to become active, the fact that you're the owner gives you a lot of power, authority, and influence. So I'm active. If you look at my profile, I'm a member of a whole slew of them, like most people are. Mm-hmm. Where you're just checking off any group that's related to keywords. And then there's one or two groups, you know, that you find that you actually have some interactions with. I personally think that's the next place. They haven't done it yet. LinkedIn has said that they are revamping groups. They're looking at how they're going to bring that into more centrally into the LinkedIn experience. And you're going to see that supposedly in the LinkedIn app. I think once that happens, that groups are going to take off again. And so this is the perfect time where I feel like one of the rules of life I'm trying to teach my kids is that having a bias for action is always going to put you at the forefront. And yes. And we're talking about micro steps. We're not talking about huge commitments, but just, this is one of those areas in life that if you have a bias for action, and start to learn and participate in a couple of LinkedIn groups right now. And that means you probably have to proactively go search for it, not just hop into the app and expect it to be there. You're going to be rewarded handsomely down the line when groups become central to the experience. Now you see, here's almost like proof that you're going to be rewarded. Look at Facebook and where groups have finally evolved into the Facebook experience.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook, I don't think Facebook can say any statement anymore in 2019 without the word groups in a sentence.
Yes.
Right? They prioritize groups. Nona Jones is all about groups. And so
I was in Times Square this morning, Kenny, by the way, and they have a big banner up in Times Square that is all about Facebook groups. It's their big promotion there, and I saw one in Soho the other day. Like, they're literally buying banners, billboards, promoting Facebook groups. There's a priority there, and I think you're right with LinkedIn. I went to Hillsong, had a business leaders gathering today in the city, And it makes it, and this is normal in a church. You have basically a gathering for your business community, your business leaders. And made me think, man, this would be cool to have as a LinkedIn group that we could just have basically Hillsong business leaders for our church, that we have a Facebook community where maybe we're sharing, like, or does anybody do insurance here? Does anybody know anybody in our church that does this? What a great place I could see. And I'm just thinking out of this fresh experience I just had at my church, that a LinkedIn group seems like a perfect place rather than a Facebook group even, or I don't even know where else you would connect even within our database system. But yeah, I mean, LinkedIn feels like the right platform for that kind of community within our church and within any local church.
It's a fresh new frontier.
Yeah.
And there's exciting things happening on it. And I'm even doing something like this. Like, I would challenge any pastor that you can get a free Zoom account, which allows you to do these types of interviews. I think less than 20 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
Is free. And I would just pick three questions and start to just reach out to any person, any business owner or civic leader in your community, and say, hey, I want to do a quick interview and post it. And just do a tour of getting to know people. I guarantee you that you will not be disappointed in the fruits of that type of initiative, where it might take literally just 10 minutes a week to interview someone new in your community. And it can even be, you know, residents. They don't need to own a business. It could be someone who's living, you know, finding out, you know, just their story. People love stories.
Yes.
And it doesn't even need to be like full on, like, you know, saturated with Jesus speak or anything like that. You want to start with relationships and show that you're human too. Humanize the pastorship, humanize the church, and show them that you're a neighbor, you're people in the community just like they are. You're not this other, right? So even this type of easy video interview would be amazingly simple to do, but huge in ROI and the returns on investment for that 10, 15 minutes a week.
So let's wrap up with this, Kenny. When it comes to investment, this is the tension. Is from my seat, I'm always telling pastors, you need to be on social media. Well, that used to mean get a Hootsuite account and set up a Facebook and a Twitter and a MySpace and a Google Plus and a LinkedIn and just post it to Hootsuite and then push it everywhere. Well, now we're saying, you know what, you need to have unique content on Facebook because that's where people connect personally, and you need to have unique content on LinkedIn because that's where people connect professionally, and Twitter is a news app, so you need to be updating news and information on Twitter, and Instagram is personal and really personal, and just photos and Snapchat, and you need to do Instagram stories. So there's this like overwhelming investment of basically I should just be doing social media all day as a pastor is I think the perception or the feeling. We've got to prioritize these things. You cannot be everywhere and on everything. And on this podcast, we're often talking about, you know, new opportunities and new engagement. How would you prioritize for a pastor today being on personally, not necessarily organizationally as a church, but for a pastor, where would you have them prioritize their time between social networks? What would be number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for you? Or maybe just weave 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, right now I think Facebook is the place that everyone needs to use as home base.
Yep.
Whether or not it's relevant to your entire spectrum of demographics or not, that is the mass market. It's kind of like the old school television networks. It's the largest reach, largest catch, and so it's like being on ABC, NBC, you know, CBS to be on Facebook. The next one, you know, typically would skew toward Instagram. But I think I'm going to actually, you know, I'm going to make a zig when everyone's zagging and saying that they actually should try LinkedIn right now.
Number two.
Before they get to Instagram.
Yeah.
Largely because much of the Instagram audience overlaps with Facebook. And so if you have Facebook already, you're getting to the majority of people that would be on Instagram.
Yeah.
So you got to try something new. It's not Snapchat for most churches. It's not Twitter anymore for most churches. It's not Tumblr. It's not YouTube. it is LinkedIn. I think that's the second place. Now, if you are comfortable in front of a camera, I think YouTube is the next place to go after that.
And Kenny, I'll just add to that. If you're not comfortable in front of a camera, go get comfortable in front of a camera because you need to. If you're pastoring a church of 50 or 5,000, you need to be comfortable in front of a camera because you're able to engage your congregation, even your local congregation. This isn't, we're not talking just online church here. You need to be able to engage your congregation between Sundays, and that's best done through video. And so if you're not comfortable on video, you need to start doing it because that's LinkedIn. That's Facebook. That you need to get comfortable on video. So I would echo that. I'm probably torn between Instagram and LinkedIn. I think some of that depends on your congregation. But I do think that there's a unique opportunity, and we're in a moment in social media transformation or shifting that LinkedIn is a big opportunity right now. So if you're looking for ROI, you should have caught Instagram about a year ago, year and a half ago, to catch that wave. That wave is probably peaked at this point. And so while there's still a ton of attention on Instagram, it should be a priority platform, if not two, then three. And then YouTube, I almost put in a whole separate category because it's really, it's like an entity in and of itself, but it is a very valuable platform. So great advice, Kenny. Any final thoughts as we wrap up this podcast?
I think the only suggestion I have for pastors listening in is you got to dip your toe in the water. And the only way to start is honestly to schedule 15 minutes, 30 minutes a week on your calendar and then just go do it. Yep. And you got to start somewhere, look for incremental gains. You don't need to be a social media rock star the first month. But you'll get there eventually if you start using it, because it's all about relationships. It's not about technology. It's not about digital. It's all about relationships. And that's what you are good at as a pastor. And this is a way to amplify that dynamic relationship that you have to offer with your community.
Yeah, that's so good. Kenny, I told you that we're going to be done. I've got one more question for you, totally off the topic of LinkedIn. What do you think about Libra?
Libra. I think
now, one minute response to Libra.
I think it's genius that Face was going after it. I think his nemesis twins are going to probably get caught up in a lawsuit with them. I think there's a lot more work to be done before it's a surefire.
Yes.
So I would just say be a little bit cautious before you're investing in Libra.
Yes. Libra is, if those of you aren't familiar, is Facebook's just announced their new cryptocurrency that is in partnership with 100 others or 99 others. So it's not just Facebook, but Facebook is the backing behind it, at least has been the vision of getting it to this point. I think it's very exciting. I've got to do a pitch for Nick Runyon, and I have our book, Crypto for Good. I want you to get a copy. It's in the show notes. I'm fired up about crypto right now. I had to bring it into this conversation. We're going to have multiple podcasts just about crypto in this exciting movement and Facebook jumping on the crypto movement. I'm fired up, Kenny. I'm fired up. And I think it's really exciting. We're going to have more conversations, and Kenny, some of the stuff you're doing, you and I are going to talk about the cryptocurrency a little bit more. And so it is a fun day to be alive. It's a fun day to be in ministry. And just
fun
so
day to
many,
talk to you, Nils. Always a fun day talking.
Always a fun day talking to you. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Social Media Church Podcast. Go to socialmedia.church for show notes and links to the things that we talked about, and get more information. Connect with us on social media. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you would leave a review or rating wherever it is that you're listening, it would mean the world to us. Thanks.